This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I have a question for you. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word Nestle's? Crunch bar? Milk chocolate? Well, that is certainly changing here in the state of Michigan. Earlier this month, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality gave Nestle permission to extract 400 gallons of water per minute for a Stanwood bottling plant. Now, that's 150 gallons per minute in increase over the previous allowable withdrawal. This decision has more than a few people up in arms. It's a story that continues to garner statewide and now national attention. My guest this morning is looking at the situation from both perspectives. State Senator Rebecca Warren of Ann Arbor, welcome back to WEMU.
Thanks so much, David. It's always a pleasure.
Well, from the DEQ perspective, there was nothing it could do to prevent approving the permit request to allow for the greater withdrawals. And I quote here from the DEQ director, Heidi Grether. She said, "We cannot base our decisions on public opinion because our department is required to follow the rule of law when making determinations." She then went on to explain that the approval followed the most extensive analysis of any water withdrawal in Michigan history. So what do you say to that statement?
I'm going to take issue with that statement, David, because the in Michigan law, the rule of law they follow was set in place when we passed the Great Lakes Compact and the water withdrawal statutes that accompanied that back about a decade ago. And the water withdrawal assessment tool is a computer model that takes into consideration stream flow, surface water bodies, aquatic life, and any kind of adverse impact on the resource that a water withdrawal could have. We put tons of data into that computer model, historical stream flow for two decades. Some places we had it even for 100 years. That tool itself, the DEQ's tool, rejected this permit. So they had plenty of opportunity to say that this would actually be detrimental to the communities nearby.
Well, we should also address public opinion because it is overwhelmingly lopsided. During the review and process of gathering that public input, the DEQ received almost 81,000 comments opposing permit approval. The total number of comments standing in support came to an exact total of 75. Why isn't that kind of overwhelming public sentiment enough to at least put the process on hold for further examination of what's in the best interest of the people of Michigan and its natural resources?
Seems like that's the way it should work, doesn't it, David? I mean, I think people assume that when we have public comment processes, when we have an ability for public to either come to a local hearing or put their comments in writing, as you pointed out, so many did. Nearly 82,000 Michiganders took the time to actually write individual comments. These weren't form letters, and send them in. It should be part of the process, and it shouldn't just be, okay, we've checked the box that we had public comment, and some folks are feeling pretty frustrated that they feel like the decision to approve this permit was made before the public comment period even began.
Now, beyond the environmental concerns, some of those public comments were talking about money. According to MLive, Michigan charges high-volume self-supplied water bottlers like Nestle and Absapure $200 per year in paperwork fees to operate. No state tax, no license fee, no royalty associated with the company's extraction of water.
Right. The only additional thing that they do pay is they pay a one-time application fee for the permit, which is $5,000, and then that ongoing $200 annual reporting fee that they pay. And that is it. So it is unlike anything else. If you use Michigan resources that we all steward, if you came in and drilled for oil or extracted anything from gravel to any other type of mineral that would be under the ground, you would pay a royalty. The water is the one place where we really just don't do that. And I think some folks have had some concern over time about commodifying Great Lakes water. If you give a cost sort of to a value of a gallon of Michigan or Great Lakes water, then you always have to sell it, which has been a little bit of the push-pull, I think, on
right.
this. But at the end of the day, they're really paying nothing.
Well, for its part, Nestle says on its website that Michigan's nearly 40 bottled water companies account for less than 0.01% of water that's used in the state, and the water use in Michigan ranks Nestle 85th on the list of the state's top water users, while adding that 90% of its locally produced water is sold within the region. Is that of any comfort to you as a lawmaker?
Well, I think it stays in line with the intention of the Great Lakes Compact and the water withdrawal statute. We're looking to protect Great Lakes water from being diverted outside of the basin. And so that is keeping with the spirit of the Great Lakes Compact that this water is sold in the basin. That is an important point, I guess. But at the end of the day, what I keep coming back to is we only have one chance to get this right. And if we are not careful with our stewardship and how our water policies are put in place in the state, we can have an impact on trout fishing, on people's recreational enjoyment of the lakes, of the health of the lakes, of really of our public health, which is so dependent on having clean air and clean water. And to have a company like Nestle pay, even adding in that $5,000 one-time permit fee, basically a third of a penny per gallon for the water that they take from our aquifers, and you compare that to what is happening in most places around our state, the average American pays 21 times that much for a gallon that they get from their tap. And if you look at Flint and Detroit, where people are being cut off of their water because they cannot afford to pay their water bill, when they're paying $15 for 1,000 gallons of water, that's 8 times the national average. And it's immensely more than what Nestle's paying.
We are talking with State Senator Rebecca Warren of Ann Arbor. Our conversation continues about large-scale water withdrawals in Michigan, and in particularly Nestle's. As you well know, Senator Warren, State Representative Yusuf Rabi of Ann Arbor is pushing some water policy bills in the House that would make groundwater a part of the public trust, and the sale of bottled groundwater outside of the state of Michigan would be banned. Is there a companion bill in the Senate?
I haven't seen that yet.
Representative Rabi also says he isn't sure his bills will even get out of committee this year. So are we in a state at this point that we just have to accept that this is going to be the deal with Nestle's?
Well, you know, we've gotten some relief in the courts before. And when Nestle began their pumping of water up there in that part of the state, sort of near Macosta, Michigan, is where their initial pump station was, they were at the 250 gallon per minute withdrawal. They started actually having an adverse impact on the resource that we thought could happen. And a local judge did say that they were damaging the water system and that they had to cease operations there in Macosta, which is why they moved to Everett, which is about 30 miles away as a result of the settlement of that lawsuit. And so I think, you know, for a lot of folks, it's time for us to use the checks and balances of our democracy, and we might have to look at the court process and see if we can't get relief from a judge, if we can't get the kind of action that we would expect from our own Department of Environmental Quality and their water withdrawal assessment tool.
Are there other possible solutions or compromises, taxing it more, demanding 50% of gross revenue?
It's a very good question. I mean, I think right now we have about 5 bills that are working their way through the legislative process, sort of actively working their way through the legislative process that would actually make this kind of a decision by the DEQ even worse, because they give them sort of tie their hands a little bit more and actually lower the standards in the water withdrawal assessment tool. So I would like to think we could come together on issues like water, but I'm nervous that instead what we're seeing are an even more detrimental set of bills moving. That said, as you know, David, one of the things that I do in addition to being in the legislature is I serve on the Great Lakes Commission, and I serve on that commission with Candace Miller, former Congresswoman and now Macomb County Public Works and Director. And she has gone out very publicly as well and said that this is really an outrage. This is not something we should be doing. So when you have high level people who really are focused on issues of water and taking care of that resource, of both parties, left and right, right, Democrat and Republican, saying this needs attention, this needs, our water policy needs to be different, hopefully that can start to get people's attention.
Well, as I mentioned at the outset of this interview, this is an issue that has gone national, drawing attention from all over the country. And you are going to appearing on CBS this morning at some point later this week to discuss the Nestle water withdrawals. Is the national conversation different than the conversation we're having sitting here in Michigan?
I think there are some places around the country that have had questions like this before them. So CBS this morning was interested. They did a story sometime back when something similar happened in San Bernardino. And I think they really want to get that, the sort of a national perspective on how we address these things and what will be similar and what will be different with how we deal with these kinds of issues in the Great Lakes region versus, you know, other parts of the country.
Do you feel as though you have to shape the message differently for those on the East and the West Coast and all through the South to get them as interested as we are here in a Great Lakes state?
Well, I think in some some ways, a lot of folks outside of the Great Lakes Basin actually understand these issues, I think, better than we do, right? They come from places where water wars are more common, where there's more drought, there's less fresh water. One of the places that we can struggle as those who live in the Great Lakes region is we have so much fresh water around us. There are lots of places in Michigan where taking, you know, those hundreds of gallons of water a day don't have an adverse resource impact because there's just so much water and the aquifers do refresh. And so it's very different. I think in a lot of other parts of the country, they get that taking water at that rate could have a really detrimental impact because that's what they're used to seeing in their parts of the country.
Be sure to check out State Senator Rebecca Warren when she appears on CBS This Morning at some point this week, a time and day yet to be defined. But as always, you can listen back to this conversation anytime you like by visiting our website at WEMU.org. Senator, thank you very much for your time in the conversation this morning.
Thank you.
That is Rebecca Warren, State Senator, representing the 18th District. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.